Today's daf is Maseches Bava Kama daf Kuf Hey. We learn halacha from Rava and Amud Aleph in a series of laws of halacha regarding stolen items that are worth less than a peruta. It's a certain measurement, a very small amount of coin at that time. We learn that a peruta is the minimum amount of value of an item that the requirement to return a stolen item of peruta worth is biblically required. If it's less than a pruta, if that item has value that's less than that amount, one does not have a requirement to return it. The language of the Rambam in Hilchos Gzeila Aveda in the first parak, Alach Avav, are as follows. A gozel pachot mishav a pruta, a person who steals something that is less than the value of a pruta, afal pi sha'avar, person has transgressed the Torah prohibition of theft, Eino b'toras hashavas gzela. It's not going to fall into the requirement to return the stolen item. The Rashba, in his chidushim, in his novel commentary on our Gemara, says that if one steals a pruta valued item and returns half of it, the rest is also required to be returned. We find in the Medrash, the Dor HaMabul, the generation of the flood, pre the flood, that they would only take from others pachos bishave pruta. They take less than a value item that has less than value than a pruta. And that's why the reference in Bereishis in the sixth parak, Pasuk Yud Gimel, is Kimala Aharetz Chamas. It uses this word Chamas. It doesn't say Kimala Aharetz Gezel. The land was filled with theft. It says it was filled with Chamas because there is no concept of theft when it's less than a Shave Pruta. Now, this is still a Torah prohibition. Chatzishir, Astumina Torah. Even a half measure of something that's prohibited is still considered prohibited on a Torah level. And the reason why there's no requirement to return it is either because it's not considered money, less than a Pruta, just simply doesn't have monetary weight, or even if it is called money, people are generally forgoing of such an amount from the get-go, their mochel. As well, one of the points that comes out of the Gemara is that each Maasek and Neva is viewed on its own. If the thief stole 10 times, let's say 10 separate times, each one he's actually stealing less than a Shavah Prutin each time, they don't get combined. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Testament Beis relates that this was the way in which the people of Sodom would steal to evade accountability. We have the case in Mishpatei Torah, Bava Kama, case of a brat of a man who would go to the local nut store, fill a handful of nuts into his hand, and sensing the amount was less than a Shavah Pruta, he wouldn't go beyond that. And the idea is, this happened week in and out. Now this guy wants to actually do teshuva. He was thinking, it's not really very nice behavior. I know I don't have to pay for it, but I'm still a little bit each week taking away from this person. So maybe he should pay on each act of theft. Should it be calculated? And then the payback goes to the nut store owner. If he were to calculate it together, he would actually arrive, of course, at an amount that's more than a pruta. Or do we look at each act of theft, of stealing, as independent? Halacha lemaaseh, the acts are not a joint, and therefore he doesn't pay back for his acts of theft, but he must do teshuva. And this topic of teshuva is discussed in many places. For each act of theft, of course, one can insist the owner takes the money, he should try to give it back more as a gift than a guarantee. And give something to tzedakah, donate the money to the public, for new infrastructure. The Aruch HaShulchan is a beautiful comment. The Choshen Mishpat Shin Samach Vav, he's talking there about Mamre Chazal, the Rami Mamochsim, Tshuvat and Kashem, Nishis Staman Goz Limit Rabim. These individuals have jobs that impact the public. That's something very problematic, what they're doing. They're misguiding the public. Ein yodim lemiyach ziru, who are they ever going to know who they're giving it back to? Lefika chamrucha chamim shesubik zot tzarchi rabim gan bar. So then give it to a general public works fund. And he said to the end, when a person does it, yaseh tzarchi rabim yesaviv Hashem shkol echad men igzalim yershem yehaneh. Those people who were stolen from, Hashem will make it work out that those people will benefit. Kifi erach gzelato shim chalulo. Abala Taher Masein Otashem says, you want to help? You want help improving? Get started. Take the first step, and I will make sure to help you on the next step.